And we're having...
Just hit play. Are we...
We're having gay sex.
We're going to pick up some beautiful babies.
Ooh, some beautiful babies.
Some beautiful babies.
Ooh, is that a wolf? Damn, are you carving that motherfucker?
You can suck a dick. You can suck.
We're... Damn.
Yeah, I know.
That's some professional skinning.
This is not new to the game, though. This was in the last one.
In the last one?
Adam, can you lower the handle of your purse? So it's
what is that?
Your purse here in front of
me. First of all, for the listener at home, it's a plastic bag with beer in it.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So I'm kind of a beer nerd myself.
You cannot harvest all of this animal's parts.
Are you just talking about my cock?
Is this a premium episode?
Yeah.
Good.
Premium.
My new thing now is during the premium episodes, I'm going to be playing video games.
That's your new thing?
That's not a new thing, dude. You used to do that all the time. You had a run of playing Battlefield or whatever the fuck you were playing. Nick is currently playing...
What are you coughing about? You sick?
No, I got some sort of respiratory...
The doctor says if your penis is small, you cough.
Actually, that's not true. I consider my dick to be retired.
Hello?
My dick's,
yes, this is Nick's doctor. That is true.
Hello.
He's coughing because his dick is small.
This is Stavros' doctor, and he hasn't been having enough gay sex lately.
Told you to do that?
Gay people go to gay doctors.
My doctor told me to stop.
Hello, this is Stav's doctor. And if you're near Stav, I'm looking through his public medical records right now. And he should be in the bathroom as we speak.
Having gay sex in there?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll see you guys later. You guys can do it without me, right?
Real talk. So what this is the Red Dead Redemption 2 official Cumtown review. I've been playing, I don't know, maybe a couple hours I got.
Yeah.
Shit.
Damn.
God damn it.
You just killed a fucking bank teller.
I pressed the wrong button by accident.
And my man just,
he
like ate that
can take multiple
He ate that
shots
bullet like it wasn't shit.
Yeah, I know. I don't know
he
why.
He said, hump?
Why I have a fucking gun out. I don't want a gun out. I just...
Damn.
Ooh, you lit his fucking ass up.
That's my problem is I'm constantly shooting people in the face by accident.
Yeah, before you have the conversation.
This game's fucked up, yeah, because it's left and right or... come on, I don't need any fucking witnesses.
Damn, headshot.
Yeah.
Damn, you got that boy. His body's twitching.
Well, okay.
Can you skin his nuts?
Yes.
Can you harvest his nut skin?
Who made this? Rockstar Games? Is this a...
Cockstar.
Yeah, Rockstar Car Wash. Now, a lot of people know that... Or a lot of people, you know, they listen to a lot of podcasts, a lot of video. A lot of people listen to this probably listen to a lot of video game podcasts where they play video games and they tell you about, like...
Men's rights?
They tell you about, the graphics in this are just...
Right.
I love the graphics.
Gay shit like that.
You know, whatever fucking game journalists talk about these days. Back in the day,
some
it was
kind
graphics.
Of frame rate?
Yeah, no, frame rate it was back in the day, but now it's about immersion. That's what everybody's real. Because it's not enough to just enjoy a video game. You have to really feel the character. You know, people care about story and shit, and it's like, that's worthless. I haven't played a single one of the story missions in this game. I immediately went to the train station, bought a ticket to Saint-Denis, which is their New Orleans.
Okay.
I found a Chinese person. I tied his ass up, put him on a horse, drop him off on the train tracks. Okay? That's what the game is. It's a game
and
of patience. It teaches you patience as you kill just hundreds of police officers waiting for that train to come by to just fuck up that Chinese guy.
They only have the Chinese in New Orleans in this game?
That's the only place I've seen him.
Okay. Who's this guy coming up?
Here, let me antagonize him.
Oh, he's not trying to talk. You should kill him.
You
haven't
need
done
me
a single
that,
mission in this game?
You need
yeah,
me to close
done,
that big mouth
done
of yours?
Of
what is the story mode of this game? Like, what is the guy trying to do?
You're trying
I
to
honestly
start,
have
you're
no
trying
idea.
To, you're trying
I'm
to
part
bring
of some
slavery.
Gang, but it's like a nice gang or something.
Oh, it's like GTA?
Yeah.
What year is this? 1800?
1898.
Oh, I love that.
The theme of all the Red Deads is like,
modernity?
The Old West is gone. It doesn't exist anymore. And by the Old West, we all, of course, know we're talking about Sound on the Goose, Kansas.
saying it.
Frontier territory where they were down with the cause, if you know. Mm-hmm. Where they understood that
winked.
A man's property belonged to him. Uh-huh. It was a contract between him, God, and the lesser
and
races.
And that there was a lot of...
You, could
define property a lot of different ways also.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe some stuff...
Can you fucking...
Not to be too explicit here, but the understanding is that the Old West embraced chattel slavery and thought it was mandated by Jesus Christ himself. Uh-huh.
Well, this is post-slavery.
It's post-slavery.
1898.
So the theme of the game is like people are still reeling from the loss of slaves.
Right.
That must have been tough.
Yeah. So this guy, he doesn't know how to ride a horse. Doesn't really know how to communicate with people or bathe or do anything.
Okay. Well, you got to bathe them yourself.
And that's how. This is how I'm envisioning the character. That's why I'm refusing to do any of these things.
Sure.
He's covered in shit.
I was going
to
say.
Really, the only thing he knows how to do is go to New Orleans and tie up Chinese people. And unfortunately, that's not a business yet.
Not yet.
It's going to be another 100 years or so. So you just have to keep riding the horse around, finding all the Chinese people in the game and finding different ways to kill them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how does time work in this game?
I don't know.
Can you get to 1899?
You're supposed to sleep, too. I haven't been doing that.
What hate
have you been
that
doing?
Shit,
drinking
dude.
Coffee?
Games that make you sleep can truly
Train
suck my dick.
Tickets. Wait, hold on. Let me see if I got a bounty out on me. Because I have been doing some crime arenos. Oh, no. Good. No bounties.
You can pay your own bounty?
Yeah, you just not. All right, let's see. What the fuck is Ansburg?
It sounds like they got good pussy over there. Yeah. Some bitch named Ann.
Where's all... Y'all got pussy over there in Ansburg? Mister, I was wondering if I could get my penis sucked at your train station here. No, I got to leave? Okay.
Ooh, you're sitting on the train now?
Yeah, look at my man
so
training
could,
it up.
Could you theoretically kill everyone?
Yeah, you literally are covered in shit. Your pants are completely covered in shit.
Well, I like when you see those homeless guys that have been, just been shitting themselves for like years. Uh-huh. And they just still got like that the fresh ass Aniche on, but mm-hmm. just covered in diarrhea.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
just some rhinestone ass diarrhea.
Yeah.
I used to think it was pronounced Enice.
I used to think so too.
I did too.
But it's a Nietzsche.
I switched to a Nietzsche because it sounds cooler.
No, I think I heard a black person say
oh, really?
A Nietzsche.
It is.
I think it's. I don't think anyone.
No, it's a Nietzsche.
NYC too.
Yeah, Averix. Oh yeah, I thought it was E N Y C E.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a fucking word. It just means N Y C.
Oh, N Y C. Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. I never realized.
No,
that.
It's a Nietzsche, dude.
It's a Nietzsche.
They like. They really like Nietzsche.
Nietzsche.
Yeah, they really
starting
love
Anicio Del Toro.
Yeah. Anicio Del Toro.
Look, man, there's only one thing I want. It's to wear cool-ass clothes for homeless guys.
Oh, I just watched that new...
About instead of Sicario, it starts with...
No.
I watched
this Benicio Del Toro.
Oh, no, that's not Benicio.
It's me, Benicio.
Do you ever confuse Benicio and Javier Bardem?
No.
Javier.
I do all the time.
No,
about
what
Javier,
the fuck?
About them
First
titties.
Mm-hmm. About them titties.
Yeah, yeah.
Javier about them titties. First
don't,
of all...
Don't put your titties back in your shirt.
Flip the coin.
Did you guys see Mother, the new Darren Aronofsky movie?
Just another pair of titties.
Tails, you suck my dick heads.
What?
You suck my dick
I just
again.
Watched the new Aronofsky movie, Mother.
Mother?
Yeah.
Javier's a Johnny come lately.
Javier's in it, yeah.
Javier... My man Benicio's been around, bro. What was Javier's first big shit? Obviously,
he's been around for a while.
No penis for gay Javier.
Yeah.
Well, he was in. He was in like what do you call it? That Spanish director's movies a lot, like before he came over the States.
I rewatched.
No cinema matters except American cinema.
Coppola. Fucking. What is it?
Francis Ford or Sophia?
No. Francis Ford Coppola, Dracula. With Gary Oldman as Dracula.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Isn't that a piece of shit?
It's a piece of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But I bought it on 4K Blu-ray.
I think there's titties in that movie, right?
There's a lot of titties.
I remember seeing that as a little kid and being like, nice.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of titties, and it's that redhead bitch.
Is that
yes.
like, is it called,
I definitely beat off to that movie.
Is it called Bram Stoker's Dracula?
It's a shame how like you get up close to a redhead, and it's like, oh, yeah, no, this, people were right about you guys. Because about from 5 feet away, perfect.
I like a nice pair of freckled titties,
yeah,
dude.
I like freckled titties, too. Yeah.
And pink-ass nipples.
Light nipples.
Truly pink
nipples.
I dated
a redhead for a while.
Nobody cares. Why do you have to personalize?
Yeah, we already fucked her.
Everything is always about, oh, now I guess it's Adam's story time.
We fucked her.
Speaking in general, and now I guess...
I remember her because I had sex with her.
I'm trying to just...
You didn't have sex with her. She actually moved to
I'm trying to just... Look, what everybody wants is to hear me play this video.
Just keep playing, dude. Keep playing.
I don't
want
to hear about anything else.
Yo, if you're a redheaded mommy, holler at your boy. My sixth grade biology teacher, Miss, we'll call her Miss Wimner.
Yeah, Stav's doing it, by the way, Nick. Same thing I was doing.
I'm being charming and telling an anecdote. I'm not being a little bitch and butting in.
What are you talking? I'm charming as well.
I don't know about
that. A lot of young men with small earrings told me that came to our shows in Australia.
Yeah, I bet they did. What were their names?
I forgot their names.
Yeah, I bet you did. Anyway, my sixth grade biology teacher had huge titties and was a redhead.
Yeah,
and
Ms.
I think
Walker or whatever. Yeah. All right, now there was a Chinese guy here before, but now it looks like it's one of these kind of guys.
Now it's a black guy.
So
I don't know, man. I don't think you should rob him.
Maybe I'll just stand too close to him until he gets upset.
Oh, don't put no evil eye on me.
I don't know what that even means.
That's he's telling me to get the fuck out.
Do you remember the black guy in Deadwood? The guy that worked in the stables?
Yeah, the N-word, right?
Yeah, the N-word general. He was a great character.
The N-word general.
Yeah, that was his character's name. Yeah.
You don't remember that?
I've never seen
him. He rocked.
Uh-oh, here's one of your boys.
Yeah, finally. We got it.
Damn,
he looks like Raiden.
Oh, he's not fucking around either. He's coming at you with some weird body language.
Also, his ponytail's awkwardly stiff.
Yo, you got to fuck this guy up, dude. Yeah. You're going to take that kind of disrespect from a fucking...
No, I'm going to follow him out of this thing so there's no witnesses.
Smart.
Look, trust me. I've been tying up Chinese fellas. You are like a dog trailing me.
He doesn't like it, dude. You are not to bother.
This is great. You guys got to talk while I do this.
Yeah,
that's a rude way
tell
to carry
us about
on.
Your.
Oh, now we want to talk about. Oh, you got a witness for disturbing the peace.
Yeah. He's gonna fucking tattle on.
Well, look. Here's the thing, man. Here's what I'll say about her. She had big ass titties and she had red hair, and ever since then, your boy has beaten off very much to women with red hair and big titties. Damn, you're straight choking the Chinese guy in front of everybody. Oh,
ooh,
knocked his ass
on,
out, bro.
Damn. I just look.
Tie him up.
This Chinese guy gave me a hard time.
Tie him up.
I didn't start anything with this man.
He's got snake oil.
This guy.
Damn, you're just walking out carrying another man.
Well, you guys could be friends.
That looks like you're about to have
a lot of sex
with him.
We got the law man on coming out here.
The ponytail in the Chinese guy is not very dynamic.
I want to say this. Yeah, the ponytail hangs up.
That hangs up.
Yeah, that's a review.
Rockstar
that's a good
Games
point.
Suck our fucking
is
dicks,
is it Rockstar
bro.
Games?
Yes.
The same people that make GTA?
Yes, of course.
All right.
It's
basically
the same game.
Yeah,
look,
it's the same
I'm
game.
Wanted for kidnapping now. Now, let me ask you this. It's 1898. You see a Chinese guy say to a white man, "What the hell is your problem?" And then the white man beats him to death,
right?
And carries
and
him
throws
to the edge
into
of
a
town,
lake,
into the bayou.
Throws him into the
to feed
bayou.
Him to alligators.
I don't know if the cops are really gonna follow
is that,
up on that one.
No.
Show me where the crime is.
Uh-huh. That's a parking ticket in
1800. What crime has been committed here? Just trying to feed a Chinese man to alligators.
They write you a ticket for polluting the alligator's diet.
Yeah.
Oh, they
with
had
unhealthy
no
Oriental meat.
This is gonna be great once I finally get to those alligators.
Are there alligators?
There's absolutely fucking alligators.
Hell yeah.
You can definitely feed a Chinese man to them. Dude, these are the best goddamn games.
Wait, you can feed human beings to alligators in this shit?
I'm going to try it out.
All right.
And see what happens.
Well, we'll keep you posted, folks. Nick has a Chinese man with gray hair slung over his shit-covered character's shoulder, just painting the scene here for you. We're in a beautiful bayou Lots of fucking water, lots of stagnant water, the kinds, frankly, that a mosquito would go crazy for.
Uh-huh.
Nick's now got a $10 bounty on his head.
That's how much the punishment is. You get some multiple witnesses see you kidnap a Chinese man from his business.
$10. Right.
With the express purpose of feeding him to alligators. And the fine is $10.
I don't see any gators, man.
No, they're here. Trust me.
You might need a new plan. What is your backup plan for this Chinese man?
No, there's no backup plan here.
Can you have sex with his lifeless body?
You can't have sex with his lifeless body, but you can't put him on the train tracks.
Can you have sex at all in this game?
Yeah.
Is that your horse?
You can do, like, these games are like Grand Theft Auto, except
damn,
way more brutal.
Straight put this Chinese guy on the back of your horse.
It was just implied.
Yeah. My man just slung a Chinese man over his horse like it's a sack of rice.
Maybe I could put him in this fertilizer factory.
Uh-huh.
And I can cook the Chinese man into food.
Jesus Christ.
Look, they made the fucking game, dude.
That's true.
You're just playing it.
Yeah. No, they want to make all these woke-ass fucking video games mm-hmm. now. And there's not an opportunity for guys like me to enjoy ourselves mm-hmm. anymore. Because mm-hmm. you can't play as fucking Hitler's Schutzstaffel without having to play as a black woman.
Right. Yes.
There's no way to just have good, wholesome fun anymore
uh-huh.
in a video game.
Who's that Chinese guy that looks like Arthur? That's his whole thing?
What are you talking about? Oh, Ian Miles Chong?
Yeah, yeah.
Dark Arthur?
He looks like Arthur?
Arthur Chu.
Oh, yeah.
But he's always
are these
like,
hobos? Can you fuck these
he's
hobos?
He's always mad there about like hobos, anti-white.
You don't belong
racism.
Here, now get.
You don't belong here, mister, but yeah, I'm looking for alligators to feed this
can
Chinese.
You feed them to wolves?
I can feed them to wolves, but again, I want to feed this Chinese guy to alligators.
Is that an alligator?
Yeah, it was, but there.
Fuck. Oh, there he is.
Yeah.
That's a little baby gator, though.
It's a baby gator. We need a.
That's an Adam-sized dick
we need
gator.
A big fella.
I need a big gator. I love to have sex with gators.
All right.
Oh, what the fuck?
The
where
horse
your horse
is like mud.
The horse is afraid of the alligator.
Oh, the
fucking
baby.
Bitch-ass horse. You should kill your horse.
Your horse follows you around like a buddy?
Yeah.
Now, in real life, if you had to perpetrate a crime against a Chinese man, what would it be?
Now, keep in mind, this Chinese guy isn't dead. He's just knocked out.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the first hope is that these alligators will take the bait.
Sure, that's hope number one.
The second hope is that he'll wake up screaming as the alligators consume his body.
Wait, so this is your first time doing this?
I've never done this before.
Okay.
So we're gonna find out if this game is good or bad.
Okay.
I do not have a good feeling about you being able. Yeah, you're right. That is the whole basis of whether
write
it's
it off
good
on
or
your
bad.
Taxes, though.
It's whether you can
mention it on the show. Yeah.
Whether you can feed a Chinese man, a live Chinese man, the alligators.
The knocked out.
Here we
Chinese
go. Here's
man.
A snapping turtle. Let's see.
Oh, they can fuck some shit up.
See if they'll eat his nuts. Snap on his nuts.
Get him. Get him, Mr. Turtle.
Sick him, boy. Look how slow he's going.
Yeah, he's turned around, dude.
Can you bait him? Oh, you're lassoing him.
You're trying to lasso the turtle.
The snapping turtle.
You suck dick at lasso.
The lasso isn't going to work on the snapping turtle. So we're going to pick this guy up and put him in the way of the turtle.
Okay. So here we go. The Chinese man is now covered in mud. And now Nick is placing his body in front of the snapping turtle.
Let's see if he
just kind of nudges
him. No, he
just
walked past him.
No, he just turned all the way around.
Ugh.
All right. Snapping turtle maybe not be the answer.
You should kill the snapping turtle.
You got to find a gator now.
You should kill the snapping turtle and make... Ooh, damn, that sucks.
You're stabbing him through the shell?
Fuck, dude. Yeah. That poor fucking gay-ass turtle.
All right, so we're going to pick the Chinese guy back.
All right, Chinese guy's getting picked up. And now we look for alligators.
Oh, there's one.
Oh, here we go, baby. That's a big boy.
That's a fucking alligator. Now, look, I got to piss him off.
What if you slit the Chinese
guy's
throat?
You got to piss him off first. That's zero.
Uh-oh, he does not
drop
like that.
Drop it.
Run away. No. Come on, eat him. Eat him.
This game sucks.
Eat him.
Eat the Chinese
eat
guy,
the Chinese
Mr. Alligator.
Guy.
Come on.
Come on, man.
come on, Mr. Alligator. We got a Chinese fellow over here for you.
Come on. Come on, Alligator. Come on, eat the Chinese guy.
Yeah, put this on Instagram so people know.
Eat the Chinese guy.
Yeah. We're trying to get this come alligator. On. We're trying to get this alligator to eat this Chinese guy.
Thank you, everyone, for paying us so much money.
Yeah.
We really appreciate that.
Don't mention the money. Yeah, okay.
Don't mention the money.
All right, sorry
this
about
fucking
that.
Fucking horseback over here.
Whatever, man. I feel like this has been a failure.
Yeah.
So just go ahead and kill the Chinese guy, I guess.
All right.
Kill the Chinese guy with a bow and arrow. Like his ancestors would have wanted.
Ooh, yeah, that's another aspect of the game we should explore. Is putting a fucking bow. Yeah,
it's right. Far more.
What if you hit? What if you hit the crocodile with one bow and arrow to anger him?
Yeah, a croc can survive at least a couple bows.
Come on, hit him with a bow, dude. A
couple arrows.
I mean, I can kill this motherfucker.
Nah, just make him angry, so that maybe he'll eat the Chinese guy.
Ooh. Oh,
you straight got that motherfucker.
He headshot
got
him.
Your ass, Mr.
All right, Roger. We'll skin his ass, dude.
Yeah, make
get
some
shoes,
gator
dude. Meat.
All right, this went from being a terrible podcast to a disappointing one. I'm sorry, folks. I really thought the alligator would eat that Chinese guy. I'm sorry, everybody. I let you down.
Damn. Have you guys ever had gator meat? Have you ever eaten gator? I've had gator jerky.
Gator jerky?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you.
What do you tell me there, Buckaroonie?
I don't know, man. I'm fucking exhausted.
What'd you do today, buddy boy?
You're still jet lagged.
I thought you were... Didn't you just do some yips?
Not yet.
Oh, why don't you do that? You can tell us some of your classic stories.
No, most people don't like my story.
Take a Coke break, dude. Do
no,
some coke.
Come on, I'm not going
cocaine
to.
Cocaine break.
Okay, shit. Wink, wink.
I'm having, no, nothing.
You having gay sex?
Having what?
Dude, nothing. I watched a video from some guy who owns a hotel in Ibiza, and he's like
off?
The fucking.
He beats off. Is that what
he beats
name?
Off? And he's like the sexual champion of Ibiza.
Why?
What do you mean? He fucks every tourist.
He fucks men and women.
Wow.
He fucked Grace Jones.
Well, that's half man, half woman right there.
He hooked up with George Michael. He was friends with Freddie Mercury, but he didn't fuck him. And he took Kylie Minogue out on his boat, but he didn't fuck her. Although I think
so
he's
it sounds
just,
like he's not even a champion.
Although,
he just knows famous
no,
people and sometimes
no,
fucks the guys.
No, no, he fucked Grace Jones, who is a woman. He also said Grace Jones
who's
was the
an
best,
androgynous woman.
Best fuck of his life.
Yeah.
He was married also.
Grace Jones?
What is this from? Where did you see this?
On Facebook. Oh, damn. Nick is just stabbing
oh
the
God.
Hell out of this Chinese
walk away.
Guy's
Stop
face.
Stop stabbing him. He's dead.
Jesus fucking Christ. Damn. That man is fucked up. They fucked that gay Chinese man up. Oh, damn.
Oh, they got first person, too.
Ooh, fuck.
Come on, man.
No. Have you guys ever seen someone get killed in real life?
It's really unpleasant.
I mean, games are so realistic now.
Yeah.
This is not even like...
That's basically what it would look like to kill someone.
Yeah.
We should commit a murder.
Would you think it would be that funny?
No. It would just... I think it would...
I would feel
your
bad,
knife would get stuck and shit.
I would feel bad, but imagine feeding a Chinese guy to him. Imagine trying to feed a Chinese guy to an
that
alligator.
That would be funny.
And it didn't work.
That would be funny. Like trying to get a duck to eat bread.
Yeah.
But it's just an alligator and a fucking... The remains of a fucking Chinese motherfucker. Have you ever seen like a snuff film or some shit like that where you
I
see
don't
someone
think
die?
Someone told me recently
Nick,
that...
Nick, it feels like you would
snuff
have.
Films are a myth. That they actually
what?
Never really existed.
That's insane.
There are real films where people are murdered, obviously.
Yeah.
But the concept of someone, well, you fuck them and then you kill them, or you kill
oh,
them.
Oh, I don't
and
know
you
what a snuff.
Them?
I thought a snuff thing was just any video when someone's getting someone's.
No,
dying.
I think a snuff film is like a.
Nick is hitting for the bad podcast cycle now and trying to
now
open.
Eat chips,
now he's
Nick?
Trying to open chips. he's already played a video game for the first 20 minutes, and now he's gonna eat salt and vinegar chips on mic.
I'm also sick. Don't forget that.
And he's sick. And he's trying to have sex with Adam the whole time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Damn, you know what? You open these, what am I going to do? Not take a little fucking bite?
People want to hear us eating chips.
Oh, come on, guys.
Uh-huh. They're going to get mad, huh?
Wow, this one seems like it's going to be a classic.
Classically trained. Classically anally trained.
That's what the people want.
Who put their dick in my ass?
Don't even encroach on my characters.
It's mine, dude. No. Who put their dick in my
Nick's
ass?
Nick's got a new impression.
I was literally just about to say, I'm saving that for the last 5 minutes of the podcast.
It's going
to
save the up. It's going to save the whole
thing. I was already
thing.
Planning on checking out for most of this one.
Okay. How come, dude? Is that the mode you're in?
Oh, you got my seltzer. No, because my lungs hurt.
I got you a seltzer.
Your lungs hurt? What's going on, bro? Yeah,
are you
going to die?
Why are you sick like this?
Fill us in, man. I didn't know you were in dire straits.
Well, he's like really committing to the Red Dead thing. He has like era-appropriate afflictions. You got like
That's
tuberculosis.
True. You have cholera.
Yeah. Cholera?
Cholera, bitch.
Cholera?
You can say either
I
way.
I thought
dude.
I'm the messing up words
You
guy.
Can say it either way, you fucking bitch.
I don't know if you can say it either way. Maybe in Greek.
Dude, I got to say... Oh, damn, I farted the windscreen off that. out this mic.
Damn, I was going to pretend to make this one bad at the start as a joke, but I can't
the
think
The Sultans of being gay. What the fuck? Are you going to die for real?
No, I just... I got some kind of lung thing going on.
What'd you do today? Just fucking move your tools around?
I don't know. It started up yesterday.
Fuck, dude. You gotta go to the doctor. I don't want you to die, man. I want my boys to live forever.
Yeah.
If you could have immortality...
Shit.
Would you take it?
Fuck.
I think we should maybe this consider.
No, come on, man.
I know, stop.
Oh, we didn't even do anything. We're only 20 minutes in.
Yeah, all right, we can save this. 20 minutes in, we can save.
You're not saying shit. The fuck, we got to fucking
redo all right.
it.
Yeah, yeah, I'll save it.
Fucking dickhead Adam. Fuck you.
I have
fuck
gays.
You, bitch.
What,
no.
Why are you cursing at me?
Because, dude, you brought this negativity into the episode.
It wasn't negativity.
We just tried to feed a Chinese man to an alligator.
That was very entertaining.
Okay? And you're going to tell me this isn't a good episode?
All right, well, let's just do more hate crimes.
It's not a good episode. It would have been a good Twitch stream.
Yeah, it would have.
But
let's do just more hate crimes in the Red Dead Redemption universe.
If you could do any hate crime and get away with it, what would it be?
What do you mean?
What would you do?
Like what you're asking me? Like what kind of like oppressed minority I would want?
What would you do? Yep.
I don't know.
I would fuck up Tucker Carlson's house, dude.
That's not a hate crime.
Yeah,
though.
It is.
No, he's just a regular white.
You know
guy.
His middle name is Bell.
No. Oh.
Yeah.
Tucker Bell
Tucker
Carlson.
Bell Carlson.
That's like a guy with Down syndrome. I'm telling you, telling you what he wants to do. What he wants for lunch? Taco Bell Carlson.
Fuck! I don't like that guy with his little fucking, with his little ass bow ties. That's my stance on Tucker.
Yeah, he's a bitch, dude. Do you remember when he got owned by Jon Stewart on Crossfire?
Yeah, dude.
And then he came back with a vengeance.
Yeah, what the fuck? Didn't he do Dancing with the Stars and everyone was like, fuck this guy,
what
he's a dumb bitch.
What happened on Crossfire?
He used to be on Crossfire with that guy, Paul Begala.
Oh, you're watching Hardball. I'm Chris Matthews.
Oh, yeah, you got a new impression, Nick.
Yeah. Hardball here, Chris Hardball Matthews. They call me that because I got testicular cancer.
I got a torsion. My nuts are twisted off.
My guest today is John McLaughlin of the McLaughlin Group. Shut up! It's my show. I'll ask the questions. Actually, it's my show.
We were going
to... Fuck you! Tony Blankley, would you suck my dick 15 seconds? I don't think I will.
Pat Buchanan.
Pat Buchanan. My cock, juicy enough for you.
Glazing it up for Pat.
Yeah. Miss Clifton, my cock, what do you think? Dude, I love the McLaughlin Group.
I used to watch that show with my parents.
With your parents? That was like a family night
thing? Yeah, yeah. We used to do it as a family.
Yeah.
We were a big... My dad, I think, like, didn't pay the cable bill, and then he, like, threw this whole tantrum.
Should the president be impeached for doing what I do literally every day at work with Pat? Kidding. Or am I? Pat Buchanan. Did I rape you? What? I don't think you did, but... Wrong!
Buchanan came back from denying the Holocaust. I've been raping you.
Really?
Yeah, he denied it, and then, like, they sort of let him back in.
Respect.
I don't even
think he said sorry. Stand for what you believe in, man.
Yeah, I think he was
Stand up for what you believe in.
Yeah. Pat? I think he's gone now. Maybe he's dead.
Who else would they have on there?
They'd have that bitch.
I never watched that,
that
shit.
That one, like, historian bitch with the short hair. Uh-huh. It was so funny. That set was like the most low-budge like public television set. It was just like really harsh blues and stuff. It looked like shit.
I never watched news. I watched a little bit of like...
Yeah, it looked like the AV room from like a...
A high school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, just like a blue carpeted living room.
And it's like the four...
shitty music
the
or whatever.
The four like final Boston Brahmins... That are still alive, like on
that
show.
Well, it was just people that wrote for like the Baltimore Sun, the Washington City Paper,
the Washington Times.
Yeah.
The conservative Washington Paper.
Yeah, right. Whoever wrote for like Beltway, fucking newspapers.
Just secondary
that, like,
big
exactly,
city.
Yeah.
Like what was the secondary Boston one? It was like the Boston
Herald.
What?
Herald.
The Herald, I think, was the secondary one. Yeah.
Fuck newspapers. Fuck the news. The only news I watched was WJZ motherfucking 13.
Uh-huh.
My guests tonight are Thomas Piketty and Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
We were going to do a show called What's His Name, dude? Remember? Mm-hmm. It's basically the McLaughlin Group, but you just ask them what's his name every time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's funny.
Pop Buchanan, what's his name?
I'm sorry.
Excuse me, whose name?
His name, what is it?
The name of the guy you were thinking about.
Was it my name?
Yeah, I bet it was.
I bet it was, you fucking homo.
I bet that was his name.
Yeah, all I know about news is Denise Koch. WJZ 13.
Did you have cable growing up, Sal?
And then, no. Deborah Wiener. There was a bitch named Deborah Wiener. You guys
Deborah Penis. Deborah, do you mind if I call you Deborah Penis?
No. Please don't call me that.
Tonight, Deborah Penis debates Pat Buchanan about who's got a juicier cock, me or Tony Blankley.
Oh, fuck.
What's that, Pat? Did you want to chime in?
You finally want to say what his name is?
Yeah, what's his name?
I do not know what this guy looks like.
What, John McLaughlin?
No idea.
No.
He looked kind of like a pit bull.
No.
He had jowls.
He looked like Adam.
He didn't look like
me
at all.
He was ugly as shit?
Oh, yeah, and ugly.
He looked like a fat old like New England guy.
So he looked like Adam.
He looked just like Adam?
He looked just like Adam.
Yeah, he was the guy who would say, like, I saw her.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do I look like Adam Friedland?
He didn't look like me.
Tony Blake,
baby, in Las Vegas.
I don't look like John McLaughlin.
Yes, he does.
It's not even that insulting.
Yes, you do.
He's just an old guy.
If it's not that insulting, why are you so mad, dude?
Tony, follow-up question. Will you suck my cock?
There we go. There it is.
No, I will not.
No, thank you, John.
I forgot what Tony Blankley sounds like. He's like British.
He just had a posh kind of affair.
Like
but Tony Blankley's British, isn't he?
Was he?
He was.
Yeah. I don't remember.
Fuck the Brits. You know what's funny? A lot of people are like, how dare these foreigners tell us what's wrong with our country? People saying that shit about John Oliver and motherfucking...
Yeah.
What's his name?
Trevor
face?
Noah?
Trevor.
Yeah.
I think they're... You know what? I think go right ahead,
threatening the Democrats right after a midterm election is exactly like having gay sex with Garfield the cat. And that is your news second.
I've never watched that show. I have no idea what they say on that show. But I imagine it's something like that.
That's basically it. That's basically it.
Threatening to close the borders because you had a bad day is literally like fucking the robots from Blade Runner while getting fucked in your ass by Mario Lopez. And not new Mario Lopez, AC Slater Mario Lopez. Woo!
I gotta say, you nailed it. That is exactly what that show's
like. I think
it's
funnier than what that show's like.
Christina would watch that shit all the time. She'd watch that and Bill Maher hilariously.
God damn.
My parents still watch Maher.
People
every
still
week.
Rock with Maher, dude.
Yeah, it's like a boomer thing.
Bill Maher.
Bill Maher, the N-word guy.
He said the N-word and nothing happened.
Rolled off his fucking greasy ass.
I mean,
hair.
Nothing happened.
When people were like, oh, you suck for
fuck
a week.
Fuck you, Bill Maher. Yeah.
To this day, they still do not allow black women at
on
the
show. It's true. Yep.
In the audience.
Yeah, so well, nothing like that gets out.
Because, come on.
I mean, we all know that, like, he says the N-word 6 or 7 times an episode.
Right.
Just edit
they just
it
edit
out.
It. Yeah. Yep.
You know, they, replace, can't help it, they replace it with the sound of cum slowly
That's
leaking
wild.
Into his pants after,
actually,
after
to think,
each one of his.
To think about the fact that that's a pre-taped show and they left that joke in.
I know, I think it's live, dude.
Is it live?
Yeah. That's what real time means.
Real time with Bill Maher. I feel like he's into black women too, which feels like he should know better than to drop N-bombs.
Nah, he's got too much of that strange fruit. He overstepped his bounds.
Well, that's the thing about him, right? Is that
that'd be funny if that's what you thought strange fruit meant. Black pussy.
Wait, that's like his thing, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He just called it that, and they're like, Bill, Jesus Christ. On a date, he's like, I can't wait to taste some of that strange fruit. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I'd love to get some of that strange fruit. Excuse me?
How dare you?
Having sex with black women, should we call it getting strange fruit? Tony Blankley.
No, we really shouldn't.
I don't believe we should. Pop Buchanan.
Miscegenation?
That's
is
what
that
Pat,
what we're talking about?
That's what Pat's mad about.
Is that what we're talking about? Is miscegenating? Time's up.
I'm calling it that anyways. I got a date tonight. Eleanor Clift, what should I wear?
What's her fucking name? Elizabeth Clift? What's that?
The historian bitch.
Oh, yeah. Eleanor Clift?
No, Tony Blankley's definitely not British. This guy? Oh, yeah, he was born in London.
Damn. Good pull by Mueller.
And he's dead.
He is
good,
dead.
Good, fuck him.
Stomach cancer.
Fuck him.
Good
fuck
riddance.
Yeah.
Fuck Hugh Grant.
No, everyone from that show is dead.
Oh, there's no way any of them are alive.
Having sex with your own dad, good or bad.
Wait, Pat's... I thought Pat was alive still.
Pat might be alive.
Yeah.
And that woman might be alive.
Sucking... On a hard dick I suck.
On a man's cock.
And I'm gay.
Yeah, how about instead of John Bon Jovi, it's John Bond's other guys.
John Bond's other guys?
Yeah, he bonds them.
Mm-hmm.
I love the Bond girls.
Is my penis? I want the Bond.
Oh, fuck,
and I'm
man.
having
Eleanor Clift.
Lots of Eleanor gay Clift, sex. Yeah.
That's her name.
Yeah.
McLaughlin died in 2016.
So you motherfuckers are watching News as little babies, dude?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it would come on like either before or after SNL what? Or around that time. There'd be ads for it, and then I thought it was a joke
show. I thought
show.
It was on PBS.
No, it was like syndicated. Maybe I would switch to PBS. I don't know. I don't know how the fuck I would see it. But
I never watched a stitch of damn news in my life.
Yeah.
It's not news. It's like a public affairs talk show.
My dad, we got hella broke for a while when I was a kid. My dad stopped paying the cable bill, and then he like did this whole histrionic thing about how we don't read enough as a family, but it was really just the cable plan got canceled by the company. So we got bunny ears. And
we
don't
take enough showers together as a family.
Did your dad
water.
Do that too?
Oh, yeah.
The shower thing?
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
Actually, he literally, I was making fun of your family.
Uh-huh.
Like all four of you were in the shower together at once. But yes, I did shower with my father for a long time.
Really? Me too.
Probably until I was like...
We're immigrants.
Six. Though. When's the last time you saw your dad's penis as a child?
Oh, I don't know.
Did you shower with him?
No, I remember bathing with my dad.
Like in a bath?
But way young, yeah. Like as soon as I had memories, it was like, that's off, not... Though. Okay.
Yeah, but that's different.
That's different. That's not. That's not me bathing. With
I asked a question.
Completely fucking separate.
You said seeing your dad's dick.
Yeah, but in the context of this kind of shit,
we're talking about bathing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, did you see your dad's dick when you caught him jacking off?
Yeah.
Nice. So you saw it torqued. Yeah. I've never seen my dad's meat fully torqued.
Me no, my dad was like new to beating off too.
He was naked.
I feel like I knew more about.
Oh
beating
yeah,
off.
you were in your prime.
Mm. Oh, he said he was new to beating off, not that he was nude and beating off.
Nude and beating off.
That would be amazing. Walking in your dad butt naked.
Beating off. Does it feel good, Tony Blackley?
I think it's been less than a year since I've seen my dad's dick.
Really?
I see it almost every trip home.
Hard?
No, never hard.
Have you ever seen it
He's
hard?
He's always like changing and stuff and like animated and like...
Jacking
He was
off.
In the army and stuff. It's like...
What army, dude? The Israeli army?
You know what
army?
Kind of army.
Uh-oh.
What was his specialty? The Rhodesian Special Forces.
What was his specialty?
Navy, is it still gay, Tony Blankley?
Why was the Navy gay? Why was the Navy gayer than the Army?
You're alone at sea by each other for like months on end.
There's no pussy
to be had anywhere.
So it's jail for
like
sexuality.
Yeah, kind of.
Interesting.
It's a nice intro into the lifestyle.
When you're off at sea with other men for too long, you develop a taste for buggering.
I wonder if the waves, the motion of the ocean, perhaps aided in having gay sex.
Right, because it's not about the size of the boat,
well,
really.
What's it? Moby Dick is actually about not having gay sex. Captain Ahab is seeking heterosexuality.
Really?
Yeah, but because he's been, you know...
Gay for years.
He's got fucking whatever it's called. Sea AIDS.
Uh-huh.
Scurvy.
Stop, your people were nautical,
that,
right?
Is that Probably? When is scurvy from when you don't get any pussy juice? Is there a lot of vitamin C in pussy juice?
I think scurvy is like a...
You turn yellow and shit?
Some shit like that.
What do you mean my people were nautical?
Like Greek people. Do they like fish and shit?
Yeah, but they fish. My little brother claims that fishermen would do nothing but drink a cup of olive oil for breakfast. And that was all the sustenance
Why
they
does
had.
Your little brother say that? He was
I
with
don't
them?
Know. No, he just did a little research.
Your grandparents or whatever on the islands, they didn't go fishing every
Who's
day?
Who's that guy on YouTube who would just like, he started doing like food challenge videos where he's like, all right, guys, I'm going to eat an entire bag of fucking Doritos in like 30 seconds. And then like his page got more and more popular. And his wife was like, Richard, please stop doing this. And then he was like, you know, he's like, all right, here it is.
I love posting.
The big Berio bottle of olive oil. I'm drinking the whole thing. And then his wife like left him.
Damn, did he get rich off that shit?
I think it was just popularity.
Damn, what a fucking
his
loser.
To drink olive oil for children.
For getting like 15,000 views.
I don't know. This was told to me in a bar. So I don't know if
it's
this is
probably
real.
Fake.
Were you still drinking?
Shout out to Tom Myers for just completely destroying stuff.
Oh yeah, this will be
Saying
my last episode, guys. Yeah.
Delete your account and your life. Your account sucks. You're not funny. Fuck you. Also, you're a piece of shit. And fuck you, asshole.
He said Sav's modeling is
yeah,
gay.
Dude.
Your pictures
That's the
are
problem.
Shit. And fuck you. You're not funny.
He said my pictures were bad, which actually really
I just
want
to know like.
The comedy
what,
stuff you can
what
take,
was
but the
going
modeling.
On in the Myers household last night?
I know.
No,
because he's had me blocked
see?
For years now.
Yeah. He's upset about the midterms. Ben Jealous lost in Maryland. He was probably working on that campaign.
Yeah, why
he's
did
big,
Ben Jealous lose? That shit sucks.
Because
I love
think
him
they
so
like,
much.
They like...
He's like, yeah, you might as well stop doing Cumtown, considering nobody listens to it.
Tom?
Yeah, he's just...
He
like,
rocks,
Yeah, I check the metrics. Seems like, how many listeners do you have? -1,000,000. Zero. Yeah. Looks like you got There's negative a million people listening to your fucking show that sucks, by the way. I tried listening. I had someone else. I paid a homeless guy to listen to it, and he killed himself instead of listening to it. That's anyway. How bad your show is.
Yep, I'll be doing Bringers in Las Vegas and calling it a tour.
Yeah, if you'll excuse me. My name's on the liquor license of a Mexican restaurant.
Oh, come
on. So, goddamn.
You know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask me. There's not an answer.
You know what that means. I get, every once in a while, every couple weeks, they give me a free daiquiri. And honestly, I don't even have to tip. I wonder when the last time their pussy has come across Tom's lips.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Damn. Can you imagine him just eating pussy and some woman, like, grabbing his hair
from the back?
Yeah. And him coming up with that, just that, like, dumb Muppet hair just sort of floating.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, does that feel good? Or
you like that, baby?
Do you like that, Mrs. President?
His hair is kind of like Mao Zedong.
Yeah.
It's the same balding pattern.
Yeah, the chairman.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The chairman.
He does
chairman
have the
Tom.
Chairman going.
Chairman of the board.
Chairman of the board remake. Remake of, what is it? The Carrot Top movie.
Oh, yeah.
Chairman of the board.
With that lady. And Norm was, that's when Norm trashed it on Conan, right?
That's a great clip. Yeah.
The woman from it is there. And
you
he's
can
like,
tell that Norm is half flirting, half being mean. It's really
Norm
inspiring.
Probably slayed some punani back in the day,
I mean, cobbling together from interviews, Norm is like against being horny.
Nah.
Another thing me and him have in common.
That's what some of those guys say, but like Nick, he actually
I always like to find
time.
Out that I have more in common with Norm MacDonald than...
I have a lot in common with the other...
He's really like the only person I look up to.
He's the best comic.
Him and Jesus Christ.
You do not look up to Jesus Christ.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
You've never in your told life. Us anything about Jesus and how much you like him.
Dude, you've been reading the scriptures a lot the last couple weeks. Every time I call you, I text you, you're always reading
the
Bible.
What's your favorite thing about Jesus?
My favorite thing about Jesus? Well, you don't really understand the relationship I have with Jesus Christ.
You have
Christ.
A personal relationship?
It's a one-on-one kind of thing.
Yeah.
So you don't kiss
my and faith tell. Doesn't exist to entertain
you're
you.
You're not trying to show off.
Yeah. Well, right. No, I'm not trying to entertain you with my personal faith in Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior.
I'm just asking. I mean,
oh,
I'm
are
just,
you? Is that what you're just doing?
Yeah, I just, you know,
you
as
get,
a friend.
Have you got communion recently?
How about this? Let me just ask you this.
What's the question?
How would it feel if I went over the kitchen right there?
Right.
And got that fucking...
The Dyson?
Got that steak knife and I jammed it into your fucking temple.
it would hurt.
How would that feel?
It would just be
Why
painful.
Don't you think about that for a second before you question
that is a good point,
my relationship
Adam.
With God?
He's got you
I
there.
I wasn't questioning. I was just asking.
No, you were asking. And what do you ask?
I was just asking
what,
you to
what
elaborate.
What do you ask?
What do you ask, man? Answer the question.
I mean, just now or in general?
When what people do you ask something, what do they ask?
Any person?
What do they ask, man?
What do you ask?
What's his name?
And that man's name is
Jesus Christ. That's a good
and
answer.
Now, the secret meaning of the what's his name bit has been revealed to the Cumtown
it's
audience.
It's been Jesus.
I would love
time.
If this had like an ICP reveal. Like the true meaning of the dark carnival was Jesus.
Is that what they said?
Oh, yeah, dude. They had 5 albums, and each album...
ICP.
was a new Joker card.
Yeah.
And the different Joker cards at the end would line up to be, and then at the end they're like, the fucking circus is Christianity and the dark carnival is the second coming of Christ.
Wait, have you heard that song Miracles?
It's incredible.
The one that people like.
Everyone made fun of? Batteries?
Yeah, they're like, how does that shit work?
Magnets. Yeah, how the fuck does that work?
Yeah, but it's all about God. I mean, that's what it's about.
Shout out to those guys.
There was a juggling.
Honestly, team. ICP is kind of the original Cumtown.
In what way? Were rappers?
Just went independent, did it all themselves.
Vago.
There's 2 of them the people care about.
What are you
just
talking about?
Just that kind of stuff.
There's a third ICP, no? The DJ, maybe?
Yeah, I'm kind of Violent J, and he's, what's his name?
Scooby-Doo.
Shorty Shoddy.
Silk the Shocker.
Silk the Shocker.
Shorty Shoe Shack.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Violent J, and this is my man, Shaday Shadoodle Bad.
Like, come on. What's up, y'all?
Come on, man.
I'm Shaday Shadoodle Bad. The other guy in ICP.
His pants all fucked up. Just smeared on his
face. I'm Shaday.
Which one am I?
You're one.
I'm Violet J. This is my boy Shaday was sharp.
Local New York.
Dude, what the fuck, dude?
Nick,
are you
Jesus
going to
Christ.
Die? Nick is fucking
beat
red. That's
a bad sounding cough, dude.
Yeah, I got a wicked cough going on.
Wicked.
Boston Nick is redder than my dick right now. And my dick is rubbed raw. Because every time I feel lonely recently, I beat off.
Mm-hmm.
And it cures it for about 22 minutes.
Damn.
I would actually like to return to God.
Shut up.
Don't tell me to shut up.
You wouldn't actually like to return to God.
Yeah, life is way better that way.
First of all, Jews barely
believe
in God.
He just likes the idea
God.
Of returning something.
Yeah. Of course I love returning something.
Hello.
Hello.
It's I would like back.
Did you say Jews barely believe in
Jews
God?
Jews barely believe in God. Judaism is not even a religion.
So why? Because there's not like blood and
it's
stuff?
All about like getting Chinese food and shit and like fucking...
That's American Judaism.
Yeah, right. The
which I've like...
Vast majority
I've adopted as cosplay. I'm not like an American... My parents are immigrants.
What do you mean?
I adopted that from movies and stuff. Like, my whole persona is a fraud.
Yeah.
Okay. My whole, like, you know,
thank
like,
you.
Woody
about out. Time.
No, I
that's the
I
show, everyone. This
that.
Is all a bit.
Good
we've
night,
all
guys.
Just been
good
trying
night,
to
and gentlemen. Yeah,
get
yeah.
Adam to admit he's a liar.
No, the whole, like, neurotic New York Jew thing is something that, like, I just saw in movies. I'm not part of that.
You're trying to get pussy for that, for, like, that, dude.
Yeah, and it worked.
So then what's this right now, if not more fraudulence?
What do you mean? What is this?
Whatever this claim you're making is.
It's a come to Jesus moment.
Oh, yeah. I'm not really a Jewish guy that grew up in America. I'm an immigrant.
No, that's like a different culture, for sure. I grew up in a state where I was like one of the only Jewish kids in my high school. It was mainly
you and Tommy Giorgione.
Tommy went to a different... We can't talk about Tommy anymore. Please.
So, really but I'm seriously, there's no hell in Judaism.
No.
There's so what is even the point, dude?
There's like a like
you're
a
allowed to fuck. Aren't you allowed
machine.
To fuck?
What do you mean you're allowed to fuck?
Like outside of marriage?
No, or in Judaism, not? No, you're not allowed to do that.
Mm.
It's one of the Ten Commandments.
But
thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife.
That
no,
just
that
means
just
you
means
can't
you
fuck.
Be
your
warning for your neighbor's yeah. wife. That's just about jealousy.
It just means you can't do cheating.
That's not even really about why.
Yeah, no, but there's some like, single pussy.
My bar mitzvah portion had a thing about you spilling your seed, which mm-hmm. is like you
on
can't
another
jack
man's
off.
Back.
No, you're not allowed to spill.
They were
your
like
seed.
Adam, this for you. You should read this.
Yeah,
this
I don't
is
want
definitely.
To return, I'm not saying
what
I want
you
to
need
return
to do.
God in Judaism. I want to find a new thing.
Look, Adam, if you want the $3,000 you get for the bar mitzvah, you have to. Memorize
my parents
this thing
stole
about,
my bar mitzvah money.
If you want the $3,000, you have to memorize this thing about beating off. Anyways, this is a religion.
What a cool religion, yeah, yeah. actually. Yeah.
This is definitely about God. Yeah. Not bribing
this
people.
Poem.
I memorize, admittedly, I memorize
money,
like
money-based death cult.
30 minutes of complete gibberish. I mean, it was just
Aula
Kaido
Adonai. Sakura Maidika Adonai.
Your shit's in Greek, right?
Sure, but I speak Greek.
Did you have a confirmation or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, Stav speaks Greek. We no. hear him speak Greek
baptism?
All the time.
Baptism?
I learned Greek, so me and Stav could
yeah, me and Nick speak
you
Greek
guys
all
don't
the time.
Speak Greek. Behind my back?
All the time.
All the fucking time, dude.
What's one thing? Say one thing, Nick.
Say it. Pass to Nick.
He's said it, dude. He's saying it for me.
Yeah.
You can't say it for you. I asked
yes,
you
Yes, he can, because he's my
fucking Malaka. Stoipa, Adam, shut up. Scott said it, Malaka.
Saliqua, Malaka.
You just heard him say Malaka. No, and we know what Malaka means. It means motherfucker.
It means asshole.
It
asshole.
Means
don't say
asshole,
it Malaka, dude.
Dumbass.
It's not.
It's Malaka.
It's not some fucking bullshit. It's not the name Malachi, mm-hmm. which is some Jew shit that I don't trust.
Mm-hmm. You don't trust Jews?
Tony Malachi, Blankley, anyone Jews, named Malachi. Are they rats?
Rats!
Tony Blankley, let's hear it.
Jews.
Are the Jews rats?
A scourge on society. Are they a curse?
Yes. Oh, on a cliff, would you ever fuck a Jew?
That's none of your business, and I have. Gross! Gross! Oh, God!
Someone put Lysol in her pussy.
I can't believe I was trying to fuck this bitch for so long. Get the fuck off my show.
Get
the fuck off of my show. God damn it. Ugh. Fuck. Oh, I think I'm gonna throw up just thinking about it.
McLaughlin group was brought to you
until the show ends.
The McLaughlin group was brought to you by
the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
And viewers like you.
Some company that makes post-it notes or whatever. Something.
Oh my When's God, disgusting.
Donations from the Richard and Sarah Rosenthal Foundation. Helping Jewish people go to their homeland for fun.
Nick, when was the last time for you were a free in a vacation. House of worship?
A house, a church?
A church, anything.
Yesterday.
Nick, yeah. Nick was at Mass.
Brother, this is a house of worship.
Brother? Yeah. Brother, I'll say to you, suck upon these here loins and lick the seam between my nutsack.
Allow the seam to flow from my ass
to your
Coming
mouth.
Coming up today on the McLaughlin Group, Viagra. How much of it do you have pre-ordered?
It's McLaughlin Group from
How hard does your dick get?
That's they're calling it the Viagra Gap. The number of years you've gone since your dick was hard in the release of Viagra. I'm at 7 myself. How do you forget the years of pegging you've accepted as the only form of sex you can engage in? Tony Blankley!
I haven't done that.
You liar.
You're lying. Pat Buchanan, you know what I'm talking about. Getting fucked in your ass by a strap-on. Let's hear it. John, I really thought we were going to
talk about Iran-Contra.
I thought we were going to talk about Iran. I don't... This is a Gulf War mistake. I don't really know about this Viagra Gap. If anyone's talking about that or referring to it.
This is the first time I've heard of that phenomenon, John.
Ellen Cliff, did you fuck that Jew in his ass? Please tell me you didn't do that with him.
John, stop asking me that.
Look, we dated for a while. We tried a lot of different things. Oh, God!
Don't use the word try. Oh, that makes it too real. Oh, I'm going to throw up.
Who booked this bitch again? I thought I fucking kicked her off.
Oh, shit. Those pubes are even joyier than regular pubes.
I could
Can
see
you imagine?
Does someone with curly hair have even curlier pubes?
No.
No. That would be cool. Or softer pubes, maybe? I think Asian people have very soft pubes.
You think or you know?
That's a theory I'm working on.
Have you put in the fucking hours to figure that one out?
Yeah, I'm not there yet.
Oh, yeah, you got to do a couple. You got to fucking do a little bit more of the math.
Yeah, I gotta go back to the abacus.
Do you guys shampoo your pubes?
Tony Blankley, have you ever fucked a Jewish girl? Eleanor. Will you still fuck me if you find out how many Asian girls I've paid to have sex with?
I was never going to
John,
fuck
I
you,
I wasn't
John.
Going to fuck
you. Fucking bitch!
Why are you still seeing that Jew? God, I don't even want to know. Don't tell me. Okay, tell me. Tell me!
Tell me, you fucking whore.
I said tell me! Oh! Oh, I'm going to throw up. Somebody hand me something big to throw up in, like, Eleanor's pussy.
How dare you fuck other guys? She's like 63 years old. You fuck other guys.
He's in a professional relationship. He's been trying to fuck her for 20 years.
Yeah, yeah. Some guy, some girl at
work. There's been more than one.
John, I've been married for 12 years.
I've had you on this show 972 times.
Oh, fuck, man.
That's funny.
Yep. What are some other... Meet the Press. Maybe that guy could have gay sex.
Tim Russert.
Tim Russert. Oh, my man died.
I forgot how
R.
Tim...
R. Dead
ass how does Tim Russert sound?
Kind of like a bitch, dude.
Like this.
Does he?
Not like that.
Hey, I'm
like
Tim Russert, and I just busted.
I think he was a, if I'm not mistaken, a Maryland guy.
Let's watch a video real quick so I don't have to do this
He's the guy who had a heart attack, right?
Yeah, and then his son took over, Luke.
R.I.P. R.I.P. young Timmy the kid.
You're watching Hardball. My dick, it's too hard.
You guys ever watch CBS Sunday Mornings? That shit was awesome. That shit was calming as a bitch.
Was that with Charlie Rose?
That old
on?
Guy with the fucking bow tie?
Who's that?
I think he's still alive. Well, actually, maybe he died. You guys never watched CBS Sunday Morning?
That was like their Meet the Press?
No, it had nothing to do with Meet the Press. It was before. It was early as shit. It was like 8 or 9 a.m. And they would have like fucking human interest stories, and they'd have like ducks, like wildlife. It was so calming and great.
Oh, that's
damn,
nice.
Dude, I want to watch that shit right now. Nick, you never watched it?
How about Beat the Press, right? It was, they beat them
beat,
off.
Beat their cocks off. My man Jim Acosta right now in deep trouble for beating up that woman.
Because he slid into the DMs.
He beat up a woman?
Yeah,
he
dude.
Beat the shit out of
beat the shit out of some poor child in the White
child?
House. 63 times.
Oh, he's got Bob Dole on.
Bob Dole. I'm gay.
Probably not. We are here in the battleground state of Florida, Florida, Florida.
Florida, Florida, Florida.
Yeah, he sounds too regular. I can't do.
Tim Russert? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe he's from Pittsburgh.
He's from Buffalo.
Is he a Buffalo?
Yeah, it's like, I don't know how you would do a Chuck Todd impression.
Buffalo pussy.
The president today. Yeah, he just sounds like a regular guy.
Yeah, he's just... Yeah.
Very, very furry.
Probably doesn't say today. Today.
Chuck Todd's ugly as a bitch, dude.
Yeah.
He looks like beans.
Red goatee.
He looks like beans from Even Stevens. Yeah.
I'm surprised he didn't get Me Too. That was...
You think he's a rapist?
He's got the Louis goatee?
Something about him. Something old about him.
That guy.
That guy at the airport.
No. He just strikes me as the kind of guy that, like, just... And the second he's on a date, he's already blowing it from the get-go.
Okay.
Just sitting there, nervously pulling the label off his fucking beer, asking dumb questions that he thinks that dumb people want to be asked.
Right.
And he can't connect with anybody because he's like, it's a foregone conclusion that he's going to fuck it up. That's like the vibe I get from him.
He's probably married at this point, right?
Maybe he is, but I think that then...
I agree with you.
Frustration manifests itself as him... raping and murdering. I don't just a vibe. I can't.
You
say
heard it here first, folks. Chuck Todd is a rapist.
Chuck Todd, is that guy a faggot or what? Tony Blankley, is that a question, John?
John,
no, I'm just saying.
I mean, I guess I'll take or
to me,
what?
He seems like he is. Eleanor, what do you think? I mean, me and him dated for a while. Oh God! No, fuck! Shit! I mean, I don't care. I don't give a shit. I don't fucking care at all. Think I fucking care about you, bitch?
Oh fuck, dude. I don't even give a fuck.
I don't fucking
You're ugly,
care
bitch, actually.
No, I think that's cool, actually.
I'm glad.
Yeah, I'm a feminist too, by the way. In case you thought I wasn't. Yeah, I guess I am now. We all gotta be fucking feminists now, huh, Tony? John, I have stomach cancer.
I'm dying.
I'm dying. John, my friend, I'm dying.
So what do you say? Me and you, we go out for a couple of drinks. Eleanor can come if she wants. And then we spit roast her in my hotel room. You can get the mouth, that sweet mouth.
We're still on the air, John.
Yeah. John, I'm sitting right here.
All right, let's go to commercial.
Eleanor, it's public broadcasting. We could fuck right now if we wanted to. It'd be educational.
No one's watching.
No one's watching. The taxpayers funded this. The taxpayers want to see my cock hard for you. I'm still willing. Are you? John, stop. Fuck this shit.
Fuck you, bitch.
Fuck you. I'm fucking drunk.
I'm too good for you anyway, bitch.
Whatever. I had sex 20 minutes ago.
I wouldn't fuck you with Tony Blankley's dick. Tony Blankley, would you fuck her with
Tony
Blankley's dick?
Come on,
Tony.
Let's get the fuck out of here. John, I have to go see my oncologist. I have stomach cancer.
Fuck you, Tony.
No one wants to hear about your fucking stomach cancer. You're bumming everybody out. I could have fucked Eleanor if you hadn't ruined the movie with all that stomach
you
cancer.
You fucking blew it, you fucking British faggot.
You dumb British faggot.
I was this close to getting some pussy.
Once again, my wingman turns into a shit man.
Oh, hell yeah. What a good move, blaming the wingman. You've blown it completely.
Tony, I bring you on this show to help me fuck. And you do this.
I hear Tony Blankley talk again.
It's not working. We have to move on. Okay, may he rest in peace. Tony Blankley passed away last Saturday night. He was 63 years old. Tony was a regular panelist on this show for 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
He sat in the seat to my left. Nearly 450 times.
Damn.
Tony left the show when he became executive vice president of Edelman Company, a public relations firm. Tony was great fun to have around. He was consistently upbeat. He was informed, witty,
and
me and Tony used to hang out at the one of the Capitol Hill bars down here, and we'd slip Mickey's to girls. Of course, back then it was okay. Anyways, he's dead. How will I fuck Eleanor? Without Tony's help. Tune in next week to find out. Bye-bye.
He was born in London.
Tune in next week. I think it's a radio drama.
He defended his British heritage, and he lauded the role of the UK in the development of the planet. It's not a coincidence that the United States, Canada, India, Australia, New Zealand, all of the countries that were part of the British Empire.
Have you heard of George III?
End up as great democracies.
Oh, my God. I don't remember
all the great democracies created by the former empires of Austria, Germany, Italy, Spain, or Russia.
Hilarious. That's an awesome take.
Yeah. I don't remember the empire.
He didn't sound
created.
That British, actually.
Yeah, he didn't. Well, he wasn't like British.
What was he?
He was born there, and he loved to suck Britain's dick. I honestly had completely forgotten what Tony Blankley sounded.
Yeah.
I mean, what?
Oh, yeah, you're off mic, bro.
Adam just leaves the show and then wants to scream from across the room.
I had a peeve. Yeah, he sounded like a Boston guy.
He doesn't sound like a Boston
guy. Piss on this dick.
Tony Blankley? All right. This is the second time you said piss on this dick to me.
Yeah, the first time. You pissed already at the beginning of the show.
I know. I've been urinating a lot.
What's
I'm on
up,
a bender
dude?
Right now.
I love to go pee-pee.
I love pissing in a woman's pussy.
You know, I had fun with that McLaughlin group shit, but nobody's going to get it.
Yeah, nobody, but it doesn't matter. Knows. It's still funny.
Nobody watched the McLaughlin.
I think you and I were probably the only people our age.
Yeah,
to
but
watch
an
that.
Old guy, dude. The joke of just an old guy trying to get the other old bitch on his on his panel
yeah,
show
Slav didn't
to
watch
fuck
it.
Him is yeah. So funny.
That show was literally
whatever. Funny. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. That
Tony
show was
dead or just one less guy for Eleanor to fuck.
He was my friend too, John.
I've been on.
Oh, yeah, he was your friend, huh?
Yeah, I've heard about your fucking friends. We all know about Eleanor's big old Rolodex of friends. Guys she calls up to hang out 8, 9 o'clock at night. Who gives a shit? I don't care. She certainly doesn't. Jesus Christ, she's got a pussy like the fucking revolving door at Macy's. Takes up half a block. It's filled with a bunch of tattered balloons. Like a parade of clowns got trapped in it. That's used condoms, Eleanor. You don't even know what the metaphor is anymore,
yeah.
John.
Yeah, that's quite an image. Yeah, that show only like back. Played in hospice. Like, I don't think anyone was actually watching that for information.
Never seen it in my life. Never heard of it. Don't know who any of these motherfuckers are, and I hope they're all fucking dead.
They probably are.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm glad. My shit is CBS Sunday
real
morning.
Real tricky guy. Eleanor, don't even get started. I don't want to hear it.
You fucking bitch, Eleanor. What's Monica Lewinsky up to these days?
I don't know. She got into that Me Too shit a little bit.
She dipped her pussy toes into
yeah,
it?
Yeah, she was like, I was the OG. Me Too. She's she like, just a reminder, I kind of started this shit.
She's like the blade. She's like Wesley Snipes' blade to all the Marvel movies now.
Monica Lewinsky. A Jew, I didn't fuck her. I bet Eleanor would have. She was a guy. Out of respect for Eleanor, I didn't fuck Monica Lewinsky. But the president did. What, you think I couldn't fuck her, Eleanor? Is that what you were going to say? I was not going to say anything, John.
I was going to wait for you to change the topic,
Tony,
actually.
What was Eleanor going to say? 15 seconds. I don't know. But if I could, I just would like to say that the... British Empire. The fuck dumb point was he making?
That they were important.
You don't see the former empires of Austria, Hungary, any of these places prospering.
Having democracies.
Yeah.
That Britain's
that they spurred democracy.
Fucking Britain fucking your ass made you democratic.
Yeah.
As opposed to Germany fucking your ass or whatever the fuck.
Yeah. Anyways.
Fuck Germany.
This is a very McLaughlin
thank you, Stavros.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we should just watch nothing but public affairs shows and transition
okay.
the show into being a.
I'm
a,
down.
A parody of public affairs shows.
I'm down.
It's not a bad idea. What public affairs shows are there? I feel like
there aren't any anymore.
The only shit that's left is that guy on C-SPAN that like takes callers and then people are like, "I'm gay," and he's like, "Sorry, next caller."
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, people like prank him all the time.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, C-SPAN prank phone calls are hilarious.
Yeah, they are good.
Yeah.
Baba Booey, Baba Booey.
Yeah.
Baba Booey.
Howard Stern.
Hey, Howard, how is it going? No, this is not the Howard Stern show.
Hi, I'm Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and you're watching the McRockland Group.
Eleanor.
After the passing of John McLaughlin, they hired me, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, to take his place to create the strongest public affairs show that's ever been on TV. It's good to be here. Eleanor, will you fuck me? Keep in mind, I'm not John. I don't know why everyone's trying to fuck him.
I'm an old bitch.
I'm an extremely old bitch. That happens to be what we respect in American Samoa.
Ooh, an American Samoan bitch. Now that's what I gotta get me one of.
Mm-hmm. They're big.
Big.
A big girl.
Big.
Like 6'2".
I love it. Carry me on. Give me a piggyback ride.
Uh-huh. There's a new season of
hold
that
me in
show,
your arms.
90 Day Fiancé, that I watch, which is a Mormon Samoan girl who goes back to Samoa on vacation. Loses her virginity.
Ooh.
And gets knocked up on her first time.
The first time she fucks?
The first time she ever fucks.
Oh my God.
And then she flies him out to get married.
This bitch raw dogged some fucking strapping raw young Simone.
First time got nutted in, then got pregnant.
Every time we fuck, I can't wait to bust and go back sometimes. To my apartment. Do you know sometimes I was laughing about the other day? Imagining all the women like stop fucks or whatever. Just being like
smiling, just having being a good like, life.
He never made the breakfast either.
Yeah, no, I'm terrible at fucking, nasty.
And then he made me leave.
First of all,
what a lie!
Never, I am not terrible at fucking.
Yeah, yeah. He was right about the terrible at fucking part.
I am underselling how good I am at fucking.
But the breakfast did not.
But the breakfast is a lie.
But the breakfast is never.
Listen, boys. Once you get that nut off, we ain't got to worry about the breakfast no more. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
It was really amazing. In Melbourne, like, you closed on But the Breakfast, and the ovation.
Yeah.
The energy in that
room. I cannot do it. It's not
incredible.
A joke anymore.
It was
incredible. It's just a way to get people to cheer.
It's your free bird.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. I'm going to start doing it. I'm going to start doing it as, like, an encore, like, coming back out.
Nick
tonight,
and I heard
hanging
it.
Chads. What's the value of them, Eleanor? I'd like to say you look glowing, perhaps ovulating tonight.
When was the last time you had your period, Eleanor?
Where you at your cycle, Eleanor?
I have a calendar back in my apartment. I've been trying to guess when your period is. I've been licking the seat every 28 days.
I've been secretly taking your temperature. When it's 2 degrees higher, that means you're ovulating.
We're back. Tony, by the way, did I tell you I went into the bathroom and I licked the seat after hours?
Jesus Christ.
It's not Eleanor, it's a public bathroom. If you don't want me licking you, the just spotting you leave on the front of the toilet seat, maybe you shouldn't have such a big pussy. Maybe it's your fault for having such a big pussy. Tony, should I be licking a menstrual fluid off of the toilet seat?
I don't think so.
My gut reaction is to say no.
Yeah. Pat Buchanan, have you ever collected a girl's piss?
Oh, sure.
Just to smell it later. Just to have a little bit of piss to microwave and sniff on while you beat off at home.
Just putting that shit in a Glad fucking Tupperware and hitting 30 seconds on your fucking preset on the microwave. And then putting a towel over it and sniffing it like you got to fuck the crew.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you got to fuck.
Eleanor, you look glowing, perhaps ovulating. Would you mind using the bathroom here? Eleanor, another glass of water?
Just trying to make a woman pee.
So you can go into that.
He's got a fake toilet.
Stealer piss.
He's got a fake toilet that flushes into his fucking mouth.
Tonight on the group, Elon Musk, space colonies. Will there be room for human toilets? The question on everyone's mind, will we finally be able to be employed as human toilets?
I'll go back and watch a couple episodes of the old McLaughlin group, man.
Yeah,
just
I'm
really
sure you can get them on the old YouTube.
You think it's going to be funny, and then it's not.
The McLaughlin group?
No,
it's just a show, like a show where they discuss real
it's
shit.
It's just a fast-paced political
I'm going to be watching, I'm like, what the fuck? He's not trying to fuck Eleanor at all.
Yeah.
This shit sucks.
Yeah. I've done
They're
that in the past.
Old.
You think it's going to be like hilarious?
No, that's not funny.
Sometimes when we bust.
Damn. Yeah, this jet lag is kicking my ass.
Still. Yeah, this shit is taking forever,
bro. I'm still
bro.
Waking up at like fucking 1 a.m.
Me, dude, I'm going really? To bed at like 9 and waking up at 3. It sucks.
Yeah, me too.
Like, this is the latest I've been up in a long time.
Dude, I went to bed. I tried, and I went to bed at 11:30 and still woke up.
My schedule is opposite. I can't fall asleep till like 3.
Maybe and you should try sucking our dicks.
I wake up at like 10:30, 11 every day.
So maybe you should have a normal sleep schedule?
Yeah, I don't know about normal. It's normally, pretty I wake normal. Up earlier than that.
Maybe you should give us me and Nick head and maybe it'll even out.
Maybe you should suck my cock. Adam Friedland, suck my dick. Tonight on the group,
John.
Blow me.
John,
tonight on the fucking group, who gives a shit?
This fucking bitch fucked all my friends. Whatever. Yeah, Mike, I'll read the fucking card.
Whatever, I don't even care.
I don't give a shit.
You think I care about that bitch? Yeah,
I'll
right.
Fuck, maybe I'll fuck her friends. Oh, yeah, Eleanor, did you know I ate Susan Sontag's pussy? Don't ask her about it. Put your phone away, you fucking whore.
Susan Sontag.
Who would she be friends with?
Yeah, another academic, I guess. Yeah.
No, don't ask, bitch.
Yeah, don't. Well, she's lying. We fucked. She's lying. A, she's a whore. And she's embarrassed about it. I'm like you. Sorry, she's being more of a lady about it than you would be, Eleanor. He's just whispering, "Hey, Tony, did you know I fucked Eleanor?"
It's not true.
John, I roll on mic. I can't hear you.
We're shooting the show.
Fuck. Damn, bro. I hope you don't die.
All right, we done?
Too. Yeah, we're done.
Yeah, probably.
I'm going to miss you guys. I'll be back in a week. Funny Moms tomorrow night.
Tomorrow, Funny Moms.
I can't be there, unfortunately.
I should probably book some people.
I can't be there, unfortunately, but Nick and Sav will be there to cover.
We'll be holding it down, getting some brown and holding it down.
Yeah, come out, playboy.
Come out, playboy.
What you doing, playboy? Why don't you come out to the show, man?
Yeah, come out.
It's free admission if you use this voice when you talk to
You know what we should? We should watch American Pimp right now.
Right now?
Yeah.
I'm on about to pass
yeah,
the
me
fuck
and
out.
Nick are on all right, jet lag.
I'm
going
to continue my 2-day bender.
Yeah, you're about to get fucked up.
All right. Good night, guys.
Good night, everyone. Please come see me on the road. I'm coming to Long Island at the end of the month.
Good night and good suck.
I'm coming to D.C. the 7th and the 8th. Indy, Cincinnati, Columbus, 13th, 14th, 15th. And some nice announcements. I think I'm coming to motherfucking L.A. and Arizona, Phoenix after all. And maybe Pittsburgh. So, anyway, come suck our dicks. Eleanor, you fucking whore. Why did
Just
you
a reminder, if you're watching the show and you fucked Eleanor, you're not allowed to watch the show.
Turn it off. I'll know. I'll know.
I mean, I don't give a shit.
She's a bitch anyway. She's an ugly fucking
yeah,
bitch.
Good job on fucking a whore. Real impressive. Yeah, everybody's real. Thinks that's real cool of you.
Oh, fuck. All right. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye, guys.